And now on to Finland. Dark and cold up there most of the year. Maybe that's why Finland, like many Nordic countries, has some strict alcohol laws. But recently, the Finnish parliament narrowly passed a bill to loosen those laws starting next year. Restaurants, bars, and the government-run Monopoly, the only place where Finns can purchase hard liquor, can now stay open later. And supermarkets will be allowed to sell stronger beer and cider. Many Finns are happy. They say this is long overdue. But critics say it could be a public health problem. Matilda Hellman is a sociologist with the University of Helsinki Center for Research on Addiction, Control, and Governance. So the Finns who are happy about the laws being loosened up, what specifically about past restrictions did they single out the most?
Well, you know, Finnish people tend to see alcohol policy in relation to their own drinking and also as a relationship between the state and the citizen. So against this kind of Nordic welfare view on the state taking care of its population. So these people who are now cheering are people who think that a strict alcohol policy is something that is moralizing people's alcohol use.
That's an interesting tension. Fine if you give us unemployment benefits, but don't tell us how to drink our booze. What is drinking culture really like in Finland? Do people drink at home? Do they go out to bars?
They drink at home, mostly. The total alcohol consumption in pure alcohol is about 10.8 liters per person. And in U.S. gallons, that is around 2.8. It's almost the same as in Maine or in Massachusetts. It's 2.5. And almost 50% of this consumption is beer and over 20% is spirits. And as we have these northern drinking patterns, we are often comparing our own drinking with southern drinking patterns. The countries that produce wines, the style of drinking is a bit different.
And distinguish what Nordic drinking patterns are. What do you mean by that?
It's a dry drinking culture. Basically, you can say that countries close to the polar circle, where it's cold and dark in the winter, they drink distilled or brewed products. And in the southern European, you have a wet drinking culture, which drinks more often, maybe on a daily basis, but with meals. This is the basic division made between alcohol cultures in Europe.
I mean, drinking at home must be really common because I read recently that there is a word in Finnish, I hope I pronounce this right, kausar ikunit. The feeling you get when you're going to get drunk home alone in your underwear with no intention of going out. Is that,
Yes. Kalsarikännit is quite a nice word. It means that there's no pressure on you socially or in any other way. You just feel like sitting on the sofa in your underwear, being drunk at home with no intentions of going out or meeting anybody.
What specifically are critics worried about from a public health standpoint? And do you consider yourself one of those critics?
I do. We have very skillful alcohol researchers in Finland. They have calculated that this will increase the consumption. This will increase the harm caused by alcohol. There's a worry that the decreasing trend of drinking among youngsters will turn and go in the opposite direction. And I think also this is a question that is gendered. Those who are pro a liberalization is often men. So I think this is an aspect that hasn't been enough discussed.
Why do you think Finland is decreasing regulation of alcohol while most countries in the EU are trying to increase regulation?
It has something to do with the question of alcohol being so loaded with emotion in Finland and politically a cultural view also on alcohol policy. When you compare to Sweden, where there's more consensus on a public health perspective, in Finland, there's more polarization. You could see that a middle-class, educated, urban population would think that it's good to restrict alcohol, but the right wing and also populist parties are against restrictions. That tells me that we are very divided on this question in Finland, really divided. And this country deviates from the rest of Europe and the rest of the Nordic countries in this way.
That was Matilda Hellman, a sociologist with the University of Helsinki Center for Research on Addiction, Control, and Governance. You're with The World.